This is Dr. Chib, that's Data Prince Alex. Welcome to the Blue Collar Dynasty Podcast.
We're busting our backs, getting our jeans dirty, and playing next man up dynasty football. We're giving you an In the Trenches Dynasty Talk every week. Please reach out to us on Instagram at Blue Collar Dynasty, where you can get sneak previews of the things to come, and on Twitter at Born Football. That's B-O-R-N-E football. We'd love to hear from you.
This week, we're talking starts of the week and risers and fallers. All right, let's get to it. All right, we're going right to a week 11. We know what y'all want to hear. Who won, Dr. Chib or Data Prince Alex? Dr. Chib or Data Prince Alex? Dr. Chib or Data Prince? We all know who won.
Cheater.
Did I cheat?
You had Tyler Lockett in your lineup.
Is that cheating?
I don't know.
I follow the rules to the to a T.
Likely story.
You said, wait, you the one who texted me.
I'm just messing, man. I'm just messing.
I figured this out. I feel like the rules shift with you every week.
I don't know that that's true. I will say this week the rules are definitely shifting because I had to match you tit for tat.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just trying to do what the numbers said I'm allowed to do. That's it. But yeah, right. So
you want me to tell the people how you did?
Yeah, you go ahead. You can exalt me.
All right. So, Dr. Chib scored a total of 6 points in our scoring, and that comes out to be his quarterback Geno Smith versus Washington. He did great. Running back Donta Foreman versus Carolina, he did good. Tyler Lockett versus Washington, he did good. Dalton Kincaid versus Denver, he did good. Baltimore versus Cleveland, that's the defense, they did great. And for a grand finale, Blake Groupie, who's on the Saints, versus Minnesota, he was not great. You got 5 for 6 or 5 of 6, so that was pretty good. Proud of you, Dr. Chib. You're like running the table the last like 4 weeks.
I got some good mojo on me. That's what it is.
I think I need to quit.
Hey, you go with the data and I go with my emotions.
I'm gonna resign effective immediately.
Oh, that's funny.
If you could put me 10 feet under, 6 feet under is too shallow.
All right, so Data Prince here, his quarterback was Will Levis, which I thought that was a pretty good pick. I'm not a lot. I was like, I could see that, but he did bad. So anyway, running back Miles Sanders, I kept telling him, I don't know why you trusted him, but he did bad. Wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, Buffalo, he was not great. I don't know why you trust him either. Dalton Schultz versus Cincinnati, he was okay. Las Vegas versus New York Jets, they were good. That was actually a good pick. I'm surprised they didn't do more. I will say that. And then Dustin Hopkins versus Baltimore, he did great. Yeah, he definitely did great after what happened. Oh my God, that was an amazing game.
Yeah, so in my mind, I kind of count, you know, Dalton Schultz around the you know, decent pick or the good picks here. I mean, I know he's okay, but I think for tight end, you know, he got me, or he would have gotten you like 7-8 points. So I would have been happy with that in my tight end position. It's just not something that you're going to write home about. And my Jerry Jeudy pick was probably the right process, the wrong guy. Cortland Sutton had the better game of the two wide receivers out of Denver. So too bad, you know, again, but betting against Buffalo was the right decision for sure last week. It's okay. It's all arrows up. We've got a new offensive coordinator. I don't know if you heard about that.
I heard the guy got fired.
Yeah. Yep. The guy that was smashing all of his stuff in his like first week, you know, smashing the iPad, flipping out. You know, that's kind of his legacy. He's out, and Joe Judge is in. So Joe Judge was the offensive coordinator in Carolina for about a year and a half. He did get fired from that before coming to Buffalo and becoming the
Patriots.
quarterbacks coach for Josh Allen. So, you know, Josh Allen definitely had a role in this choice, just like he did with the previous one, whose name we're just not going to name on this podcast. And it's not because I forgot. It's just because you know, we're not naming his name. That's just how we're going to move forward with life here. And I'm slightly hoping that Brian Daboll gets fired in Giants camp and then comes crawling back to the Bills, because he was quite good with us. So, but I don't know, that doesn't tend to actually work out. If you look at Matt Nagy, that didn't really work out for Matt Nagy. So I don't know. It's apples and oranges maybe, but you know, the crawling back doesn't necessarily lead to good outcome for your team. So
Just think about
anyways,
the fact that y'all could have had.
but the job wasn't open at that point, and our guy had actually gotten interviews as a head coach. He was doing good after last season. Like, people wanted him. So he was a hot commodity. And
Talking
then,
about after Dable. I'm talking about after Dable left.
but he was not, well, he wasn't necessarily available.
He
You're
wasn't.
talking be you're talking about Bieniemy.
The enemy is always, assistant coaches are always available. They're always available. They don't run the team, so they're always available. Like, if you talk in the right way, give me opportunities, and like it makes sense for my career, I'm available. Yeah, head coaches are different. It's like, no, you can't really get a head coach.
I mean, I suppose you're right, because if you look at what Washington was able to do in getting him from Kansas City, I suppose that's true, you know. All right, let's get into our week 11, guys. We're going to keep ourselves moving along here. Dr. Chip, do you want to go through your guys and then I can go through mine?
Yep,
Or are you?
quarterback this week is okay, you can go through mine, I'll go through yours.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you didn't need eyes on the road. I know.
I'm parked right now. I'm gonna give a little bit of time, roll out, work to
Sounds
another
good.
spot.
Yeah, why don't you do your guys
Quarterbacks,
then?
quarterback this week for me is Joshua Dobbs versus Denver. You know, I love this guy. You know, but he's ranked really low still for some reason, so I'm gonna trust him. Running back this week, I got Brian Robinson. He torched us, Seattle. So I'm like, maybe he got some mojo and he'll take that to the Giants and spank on them as well. I'm hoping that's true. Wide receiver, we got Tyler Lockett versus the Rams. This is a revenge game. The Ram, we got to beat the Rams for what they did to us in the first week, and so we need to make a statement. And I feel Tyler Lockett is going to help us do that. Tight end Dalton Kincaid. I believe in the kid. I drafted the kid, right? The kid is mine. He's still on my taxi squad because I don't want to get injured. But as you can see, the kid is mine. I believe in him, right? But he's still ranked low. I'm just giving him good mojo so he can rise in the ranks, so I never have to put him on this list again. All right, defense. All right, Commanders versus the Giants. I hate the Giants. Everyone knows that, and I'll choose anyone against them. So last, we got kicker. We got Brandon McManus versus Tennessee. I really don't like McManus when he was playing on, especially when he was playing on Denver. But this looks like going to be a close game. I'm thinking it's going to be a close game, and I'm thinking a field goals or a couple field goals are going to make the difference. I'm hoping they put on his foot. Oh, just as long as not 60 plus yards, just make it like 52. 52.
All
That's what
right.
I got.
Well, I tried to match you in terms of where the players ended up in the rankings for the week. Joshua Dobbs was within range, so I went with Brock Purdy, just about
I
the
like that.
same range for with Tampa Bay or versus Tampa Bay. I think he woke back up last week, and I think he continues that against a suspect Tampa Bay defense, which has a lot of talent, I will say, but they are giving up a lot of points to quarterbacks and just in general in real life football. So they've been in a lot of shootouts recently. So that'd be interesting. Running back David Montgomery, I'm gonna stick him in here. He's playing Chicago. Miles Sanders didn't do too well against Chicago last weekend. Or last week for me, but the team as a whole did do fairly well. It was just Chuba Hubbard kept the job there. So I expect David Montgomery to continue his stretch after being back from injury and do well again next to Jahmyr Gibbs. And David Montgomery, by the way, and Brian Robinson weren't in our normal range of picks, so that's why I matched you there. That was
Thought it
kind of
was like top 26 or below.
it was below top 36, and
36.
yeah, and Brian Robinson was running back number 20. So I
Are you
think
doing projections or are you doing season?
projections.
When I did projections, it was lower than that. When I saw it, that's why I picked him. We're talking about the same Brian Robinson on the
Washington.
computer. Yeah.
Yep. He's the running back four on the year.
Did it early too.
Okay, so I have to bring this up because I couldn't stop giggling about it. Have you watched The Office?
Yeah.
All right, so you know the picture of Michael Scott with like long hair when he first started at the company, shaking hands with, his boss, like that really like, and he's got like a fanny pack on.
Yeah.
All right, so it's that picture. That's the meme. And it says all of fantasy owners that picked Brian Robinson thinking they were getting Bijan Robinson in the fantasy football draft. And it's just like, it's that like handshake, kind of like awkward, like, I'm not sure what I'm actually doing here. The world is too big for me. Because like of the B Robinsons out there, Brian Robinson is the better Robinson. And on the season so far. So it's kind of funny. That's just kind of how fantasy football goes. I think all of us would have chosen Bijan, but Brian is doing well for himself, so that's good to see.
Hey, I looked at the projection. And Brian is number 30. Are you looking at the season projection or the week projection?
Weak projection.
I've been looking at the season projections. You see?
See,
Oh.
that's the problem. That's the problem.
And we're in week 9, right?
We're in week 11.
Oh my God, I'm way back. I'm out here. I'm a little bit sick. Okay. Wow. You are
So you're
right.
fine. You're fine. I made up for it by choosing guys right around the same range. So,
36. Trips.
yeah, you're tripping. It's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you, Jim.
Man, I would pick Zach Charbonnet then.
Yeah, I know. It would have been a bad pick still, but,
Or Justice.
also a bad pick. No, just kidding. Yeah. Wide receiver Tank Dell is my pick versus Arizona. I am loving the connection this little kid has with the big name on the scene these days, CJ Stroud, who is making a MVP run alongside a guy that I hyped up at the beginning of the season, Dak Prescott. So the two of them are currently in the mix for MVP at this stage in the game. So that's interesting to see.
I just want to throw in there a point of privilege.
Content.
In the beginning of the year, I told you that your Bills were going to struggle. Leslie Frazier disappears for some odd reason. They put whatchamacallit, Josh Allen on the cover of Madden, and I said, that was the two bad situations together. I said, you're gonna have a problem. He said, no, it's not real. Da, da, da. I was like, all right, you don't believe me, or you don't believe me. But hey, just remember, next time Madden calls, he said, hey, leave me alone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the
And they call
Madden curse
back.
is real.
Leslie, please come back.
Yeah, I do wonder what's going on with that because I do think that we did lose something with Leslie Frazier. If you look at all the penalties we've been having and the issues, I think Sean McDermott does better when he doesn't have to be both the defensive coordinator and the head coach day of. I think there's a real role for both of those. So we're definitely hurting, but
Anyway,
I'm hoping we can have a bounce back game after the firing, just to, kind of a see. We didn't need him after all, like he was the problem kind of a game,
we'll see about that.
We will see about that. Either that or we're just running ourselves in the ground for the rest of the season, so that'll be fun. All right. Tight end Cole Kmet versus Detroit. So him and Dalton Kincaid are projected around the same bit. Actually, Dalton Kincaid is projected for more, while Cole Kmet is actually the more consistent tight end on the year. So I would choose to stick with Cole Kmet there. Defense Detroit versus Chicago. I almost got a little sassy because you chose the Commanders versus the Giants, who is the number one ranked or projected defense on the week. So I almost went with Dallas just to be that guy. But I decided that was a little too sassy.
Do it.
No. Detroit versus Chicago is a perfectly fine level place to stay. Hopefully Justin Fields doesn't come back and, you know, run all over them. That would be embarrassing for me. So we'll stick with the kicker, Dustin Hopkins versus Pittsburgh. So I do think he's the number one kicker in fantasy. So if he's still on your waiver wires, you know, shame on your whole league.
That's like the number one kicker in fantasy, and then you call me a cheat.
Well, he's still on our waivers, so there's that. Is that true? Let me double check that. I might have picked him up.
He is.
He is still on our waivers. Yeah, that's embarrassing. And even after that, I didn't pick him up. I had to pick up a kicker, and I somehow decided not to pick him up. So kind of weird there. Oh, you know what? One reason you might not want to start him, but this isn't – he's still my start of the week, but Deshaun Watson might be injured. I'm not sure what the extent of his injury
is. He is injured. He's out.
He's out for the week?
For the year.
What?
Yeah, he's out for the year.
How did I not see that? Wow, out for the season with a fractured shoulder. Holy crap. Yep. So I'm going to do a live pivot. I don't recommend starting him, and instead we're going to start Will Lutz. He had a good week last week against my Buffalo Bills, and he's going to have a good week this week against the Minnesota Vikings. That's what we're going with. We're sticking with it. All right, let's move on to the next segment here. We're going to choose one riser and one faller from each team. And the way we're going to do this, Chip, is I'm going to read off the major players for the team in fantasy football. I'm actually going to read off the top scorers in terms of stats. We're going to each choose one riser and one faller. We're going to have to do this pretty rapid fire if we're going to get through all the teams. So, will you be able to name your riser and faller without me going through the list? You think?
For certain teams, definitely. For certain teams, definitely. For all the teams, no.
Okay.
So if I ask for it, you give it to me. If I don't ask for it, we just keep going.
Sounds like a plan. All right. We're starting with the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to go alphabetical here. So one riser, one faller. Go for it, Chib.
Oh, riser, Kyler Murray, faller, Marquise Brown.
Okay. I've got the riser of Trey McBride and the faller of, you know, and of course I'm the one delaying us. Rondell Moore is my faller. Despite having his best game in 5 weeks, it's still not enough. But he did get 8 targets in 5 receptions. So that's kind of neat. Atlanta.
That was easy. Heineke, riser, faller. I'm <read her. laughs> I'm just joking. With the faller for all right. I'm going to the faller for this one, Algier.
The faller and the riser is Ritter?
No, Heineke.
Heineke is the riser?
Yeah, isn't he the new starting quarterback?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but he was just benched for Desmond Ritter again.
Man,
but they're going into a bye week, so they're going to meditate on it.
Okay.
Whoever he the also quarterback's injured.
Whoever the quarterback is the father.
You heard it here
That's
first. Dr. Chibb loves Desmond Ridder. So I just want to get that down on paper. Riser, Bijan Robinson. Baller, Kyle Pitts. I mean, this guy's done absolutely nothing this year.
I'm about to get the ball.
I'm so excited for a second team. All right. Baltimore Ravens.
That's a good one. I feel like the riser has to be Justice Hill. I feel like it. But then the faller, I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but it's Odell Beckham.
Okay. I'm going to directly oppose your position, and I'm going to say the riser is Keaton Mitchell and the faller is Justice Hill.
Oh, okay.
So Justice Hill had 26% of snaps, 2 carries, and 7 yards last game. And Keaton Mitchell had 24% of snaps, which has just been rising the last 3 games. He had 3 attempts, 34 yards, 1 touchdown. The actual leader is Gus Edwards there, but Keaton Mitchell had, I believe, the most points on the week. And before that, the week before, Keaton Mitchell had 24.8 fantasy points, 18% of snaps. He was the RB5 with 9 carries, 138 yards, and 1 touchdown, 15 yards a carry. 15.33 yards a carry. Dude's averaging over 10 yards a carry. So he's moving up my board.
Gotcha.
And
Okay.
Gus Edwards is kind of staying put.
Okay.
Who do you have in on the Buffalo Bills as a riser? Who do you have as a faller?
Oh, riser gotta be Dalton Kincaid. He's been doing so well. He's only getting better and better every week. Faller, Gabe Davis. Boy, he can't catch a thing. He couldn't catch a cold.
Yeah, I would have to agree. My riser is Khalil Shakir. He's the second year
Oh,
guy.
yes. I agree with you on that.
Yep. He started the year at 10% of snaps. He has been rising literally consistently, other than one week where he went down just a few snaps. Few snap percentages, I should say. But like he's risen from 10 to 76% of snaps.
Wow.
So, definitely a huge change there. And my faller would definitely be, honestly, you already covered the Gabe Davis, so I'm going to cover Deonte Hardy, who never really rose that high to begin with, but he's down from 22% of snaps all the way down to 7% of snaps. So he's barely getting on the field, and that's Khalil Shakir's fault. So,
Wow. That makes sense.
Carolina, who do you got there?
Riser, I feel like Mingo is a riser in Carolina. And as a
Oh,
faller, I'm going with Sanders.
okay. Yeah, I've got riser Chuba Hubbard. He's just really, I can't say he's been running well because the whole team has been running poorly, but he's kind of proven to be the better back over the last few games. So I think he's rising up. And then faller, I think it's got to be Bryce Young, honestly. He's just been really disappointing this year. Only one game in at least in our league over 20 points. Only one game with more than two touchdowns, or sorry, more than one touchdown, I should say, and only in 0 games over 300 yards. You know, and that's also 0 games over 250 yards. So, Bryce Young's my faller.
Gotcha.
What about Chicago?
For me, the riser is Deontay Foreman. He's saving their butts a lot. The faller there, I don't know what they're gonna do with this guy. That's why I'm a little bit nervous to say it. But the faller is going to be Justin Fields, just by the fear fact that they may just want to tank the season and get the best pick possible.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what they want to, and they may want to move off of him and get a different quarterback. So I don't know what that situation is going to look like. That's what I'm nervous about. So I'm, but I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go
Yeah,
with
I can see that. I think my riser has got to be Cole Kmet, who's kind of burst onto the fantasy scene as a top five tight end so far this year.
Yep.
He's definitely relevant. He's kind of that first guy outside of the ones that you feel like are must starts every week, and the ones that you feel like are game changers. You know, Cole Kmet has had some good weeks, but at the same time, you know, he does disappear for spells. So he's not perfect for sure. Faller, I think Darnell Mooney is kind of the biggest faller that I can see. You know, I think that DJ Moore and Justin Fields bounce back, with Justin Fields having some health here.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think about Cincinnati?
That's a good one. Faller, how about Tyler Boyd?
Is this just
Feel like
because
he
he dropped the game-winning touchdown?
yes, fall. Get on the bench, Tyler. You're done. No, okay. I did want to throw that in there. But I don't know. I feel like right. All right, my riser. What am I forgetting his name? The running back. Joe Mixon.
Okay.
Feel like he's gonna be a riser. He's getting seems like he's got a little bit of mojo. Playing a little bit better. It's showing a lot of good leadership as well. So in some way. So I'm taking him as my riser. My faller though, that's a tough one. But just for the fact that it's tough for me right now to pick, I'm gonna pick Tyler Boyd.
Riser, I'm gonna have to say Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's back, baby. Right? He was kind of He's struggling at the beginning of the year with his injuries and everything. And then the faller is definitely T. Higgins. Not only is he injured right now, but he also was the number one wide receiver on teams on fantasy football teams that had 0 wins, which means that he sucks for where you drafted him. You know, he was kind of a top 20, top like 15 guy, and he's been the wide receiver 56 so far.
It's funny to say that because I was listening to some guy on YouTube and he was screaming at the top of his lungs like, "Do not pick up T. Higgins as your wide receiver number one. He is not a number one. I'm telling you right now, you will thank me later." I was like, "I can see it." He gets some really good, interesting stats about it. I was like, "Oh, I see what he's talking about. Yeah, I can understand that." So. And it's actually true.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's next?
All right, Cleveland.
Riser. I feel like whatchamacallit? Kareem Hunt's gonna be their riser. He's doing well week in and week out, it seems like. Faller, whoever the quarterback is.
You mean Deshaun Watson or whoever's taking
I mean, you
over?
can even say both, but you can even say what you call it? Amari Cooper might be a faller. Like, are they going to be able to get him the ball the way he needs to? Is he going to get the volume he needs? Are they going to be using him like just for like chunk plays here and there? Like, what's going to happen? So, I'm interested to see that.
It looks like Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to be the starter against Pittsburgh this week. So, you know, start that Pittsburgh defense, man.
Yeah, it's a tough game for them.
Joey Bosa there might feast. So my riser is Jerome Ford, running back. The
That's a
only
good
one,
one.
I mean, honestly, Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt are an excellent pair. Both of them have been doing really well over the last 5 games, so that's good to see. The faller here for me is Amari Cooper. I don't know who's going to be getting him the ball, because I can tell you for sure it's not Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
That's true. Unless they show us something, you could turn it to Joshua Dobbs.
I would like to remind people that we kind of liked Dorian Thompson-Robinson coming into the year because of how he did in the preseason. So, you know, if he gets back to that form, right, that might be fun.
That's true. And let's remind people as well that the Browns also had Joshua Dobbs in the roster. Ooh, man, that's a bad trade.
That's fair to remind people.
Yes,
I think
well,
every team had Joshua Dobbs on their roster at some point. No, I'm just kidding.
this man is a mercenary. I'll go to the highest. Whoever's paying me the highest, I will shoot
There
for
you
you.
go.
I'm
All right,
paying for this.
what do you think about Dallas?
Oh, riser CeeDee Lamb, man. I'm gonna go ahead and say it now. I did not see this man as a wide receiver number one, but after watching what he did last game, even though it was against the Giants, I'm gonna call it the walkthrough Giants. Because when you played them, it's a walkthrough. He was fantastic. Like the catches he was making, his poise, confidence, his execution, all that. Like I was very, very impressed with him. So I mean, y'all should know, Dr. Chip here. I'm never afraid of admitting that I'm wrong. And I'm gonna go ahead and say I was wrong. I thought he was a wide receiver number two, just like hiding in a one position. But yeah, I was wrong. This guy, he's electric, right? He'll run anywhere. So yeah, I'm gonna make him my riser, my faller on the team. I kind of hate to say this, but I mean, I don't know if no, I can't. I was gonna say Deuce Vaughn, but it's not even relevant. He doesn't really play. So let me think about somebody who actually plays and give him that follower tag. It's a hard one because they've been doing really, really well.
Yeah. I can give you one.
Yeah, you.
And we can share our faller. So the faller for sure is Tony Pollard. So he's the lead running back on the team. He scored less than 10 points each of the last three games, despite the team doing so well. And in that time, his yards per carry has been under 2.5, or sorry, under 4.5, I should say. So he's got to do a little bit better. You know, four is about average, so that wasn't too bad weeks 8 and 9, but week 10 he fell below four. Getting a little picky there, but what's really interesting is his carry count is staying under 50, or staying under 16, I should say. So it's capping out at 15. And then Rico Dowdle is actually up at 12 rushing attempts the last week. He's the one that got the touchdown. He's the one with over 6.5 yards per carry. So Rico Dowdle is, you know, there's so many good things going on with this team, but just for the sake of saying his name, Rico Dowdle should be the riser. I could also say that about CeeDee Lamb to double down. I mean, CeeDee Lamb might be the next North Star. He's doing so well. You know, Dak Prescott is also doing amazing. He's got over 29 points in our league, which is pretty hard to do. Over 29 points each of the last 3 weeks. So that's really like week winning stuff from Dak Prescott.
Yeah,
Let's look.
good stuff.
Yep. Let's
Go
look
ahead.
at Denver. Riser faller.
Denver riser. I'm gonna go with. Can you hear me? I'm gonna go with for riser. I feel like I don't know much about what's going on with them, but based on like their little bit of winning, I'm gonna go and say Russell Wilson is a riser, and faller. I'm gonna go with Jerry. He's trash.
Wow. That's not off. I think there's something to be said for what you're saying there. A riser in my book is, see, I kind of have two, which is the tough
Greg
part.
Dawson.
But no, Javonte Williams has had over 20 points each of the last two games, on either side of the bye. I see that continuing. So Javonte Williams really stepping onto the scene. And then Faller, I concur with Jerry Jeudy. He's been trash, so that's definitely the name of the game there.
That was an easy one, you know. My friend, he told me about him and said that this man is garbage. And when the NFL calls him and asks him if they should draft for him, he'll tell teams no. Like, all right, that's
Wow.
all I need to hear. Great analysis.
That's
My
wild.
friend's name is Steve
Wow.
Smith Jr.
Yeah. He's my best friend too. Detroit. What do you think about them? All right, we lost Chip for a little bit, so I'm gonna take over and do. I'm gonna give you guys two risers and two.
Oh, wait, what team is
Oh,
this?
wait, we got Chip back. All right, Detroit. Give me your riser and your faller.
Oh, my riser. I really want to say Jahmyr Gibbs. Is gonna be my riser. My faller. Oh, you know what? I don't really know who, but I want to see the position, and just you tell me what you think. Wide receiver number two.
On their team,
Yeah.
it's a trick question that you just asked me. The name of their receiver too is Sam Laporta, the tight end. Because all of their other wide receivers are trash.
And he's going to be your riser for the
It's hard not to.
all position.
I think I'm gonna have to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown though. I mean, this dude
Interesting.
has not had a bad game this year. He is 24 years old. He's still got 2 years on his contract, and he's the wide receiver seven on the year. And I just think I'm in love. You know, I'm in love. Faller, definitely Jameson Williams. He is basically left
Yeah.
for dead at this point. I will say he's over the 50% snap share line right now. So he's getting on the field. So maybe he comes back, but for now he's a faller until he shows more.
That's what I was thinking about. I just didn't remember his name.
Well, he was so deep in the list. He was behind like three other wide receivers in terms of fantasy points scored this year. So I couldn't even find him for a second. All
Thought he'd be
right.
better, but he'll get his license next year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All
That for
right.
the
Green Bay.
Faller, Jordan Love.
Mm.
Riser. Oh, that's a tough one. What's his name? Who's their big play threat?
That's a in terms of a
That
riser,
is not a
I'm gonna tell you who
wide
my
receiver.
riser is, and you can agree with it. Jaden Reed.
Okay.
Because
Well, I
Their big play guy, Christian Watson, is my
nice.
faller.
Oh.
He's had one good game all year, which is really disappointing for a second year wide receiver that looked promising last year. So the rookie, Jaden Reed, is actually having a much better year. And I'd say, so what they're saying right now is Christian Watson is responsible for, I believe it's something crazy like 80% of Jordan Love's interceptions.
Wow.
So Christian Watson's the problem, not necessarily Jordan Love here. At least not entirely. You know, it's their connection, I would say.
Gotcha. Okay. That's interesting. That's good to hear. You know, I never pick anybody from Green Bay in anything that I do. That's a funny part.
Yeah, no, I don't have much. The only guy on them that I have in our league is in actually probably in almost any league is Jaden Reed, actually. I happen to select him in our league just out of the opportunity there. Actually, I should say the draft capital and the opportunity. So, all right, Houston, there's a couple risers we need to talk about. Whoever you don't choose, I'm choosing. And then we need a faller too, which might be harder to find.
Yeah, I was going to say that was like, oh. So Houston risers. I mean, you got C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins. Like, you have a choice. I'm not gonna say everybody because I'm gonna leave a couple for you. So I said two of them. Fallers. I just don't know who's a faller. That's they're tied in. They're tied in. He's a faller.
I don't
Isn't it Dalton
agree.
Schultz?
Dalton
Yeah,
Schultz has been.
he's not a
Dalton
faller.
Schultz is the eighth best on the year, so he's doing pretty good.
He's not a faller.
I'll give you my faller. You can share. Dameon Pierce, the running back, has really fallen off. And gotta be honest, Devin Singletary looked really freaking good in his absence. I don't think Devin Singletary had a single 150 yard rushing game for the Buffalo Bills. Now, let's be clear. We also didn't give him 30 freaking carries. That's outrageous. That's wild. They are really feeding him in Damian Pierce's absence. And he still had a massive 5 yards per carry on 30 carries. That's absolutely insane. Yeah. So really good week from him. He's not really my riser because Damian Pierce might be back, and I think they're going to still chip in. I just wanted to give him some good talk. But Tank Dell is my riser. Since you didn't say his name, I had to step in and do that.
I knew you were going to say it. That's why I left him for you.
Yeah, he's a beautiful little wide receiver. He's a measly 5'10", which is only two inches taller than me. So,
wow,
I know, I'm so tiny, and yet, Dr. Chibb, just think, I'm average, you know. So, there's people that are shorter. I swear. All right, let's talk about Indianapolis Colts. Riser, faller.
Oh, it's a tough one. Their risers are quarterback right now. Gardner Minshew.
I would have agreed with you before this past week, to be honest. He had a bad week. One bad week. But in our league, he's not doing great. In other leagues, he's doing a lot better just because of the way the scoring works. But, okay, who's your faller?
But that team faller, I don't really know, actually. I'm thinking, how's Jonathan Taylor doing? I think he might be a faller. I don't get much out of him.
Jonathan Taylor has exploded back onto the scene now and has taken the reins back from Zach Moss.
And is Zach Moss a faller?
Yeah, he's going to be kind of a faller for the rest of the year. He's back down to 16% of the carries. So 16% of the snaps. He only had one carry this last week. So yeah, they're all back in on Jonathan Taylor now. So Jonathan Taylor is, I think, my riser. Kind of has to be. Oh, you know what? Fudge that. Oh my gosh. What is going on with this team? I'm looking at the snap counts. Just like, apparently nobody's on the field. I don't know what to say. Alec Pierce is my faller. It's I don't know how he has such a high snap percentage with like almost no involvement. He's literally just a deep threat, it looks like, but they're barely even passing it to him. So he's my faller. I was going to say Josh Dobbs is my riser. And then I just saw that the last 2 weeks, he's gone from 80% of the routes to, or 80% of the snaps to a measly 25 over the last 2 weeks. So I'm not going to steer you that way. And we're just going to stick with Jonathan Taylor as the riser.
Sounds good.
All right. Jacksonville.
That one. Man, that's hard for both. Baller, Calvin Ridley.
Yep. I was just looking at him.
I think they're struggling to get the ball in the right position. And then riser, I guess Christian Kirk.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like how involved he is. He's had really like only two bad weeks this year. I'm going to throw out another name, Travis Etienne. He also has only had two bad weeks. Unfortunately, one was last week. But Travis Etienne's the running back 3 on the year and has really burst on the scene. It's been exactly who we wanted him to be coming out of college. So that's exciting. Faller, I'm going to have to say it. And this is maybe a little rude because he just played San Francisco, one of the best defenses. But Trevor Lawrence. It's a faller for me. I think we have to cap our expectations for this guy now. I just don't know that he is as good as expected. Not as good as advertised, right? He's not generational. I think we've learned that now. So, Kansas City.
Cool. Kansas City Riser. I feel like I want to go with Rashee Rice, but I think I'm gonna go with Pacheco.
Okay. Yep. I like Pacheco especially because he's got a road of green coming up after Philadelphia, a trip to Philadelphia this week. So he definitely is a riser. I think that's true. I have to say, I think Travis Kelce's a faller for me.
Oh,
He has
yeah,
had, yeah, I know. He's had a few good weeks, but I think he's actually a little bit distracted, which feels like, playing a little bit too into the whole Taylor Swift thing. But like, just looking at his numbers, I mean, he doesn't seem to have his head in the game. And I think there's a High School Musical bit that might need to be played for him. So he's my faller. I'm gonna re agree. Rashee Rice is the riser. He's claimed nearing 70% of the snaps. So we got to get this guy in the field more. Get more targets to Rashee Rice. That's all I gotta say. A little bit more consistent. It's actually frightening how horrible their team has been, and yet they're still winning games.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, the defense has been doing well. That's, I think, part of it. All right, Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, that's a good one. The riser is Mike Williams. Is it Mike Williams? No, is he an IR? Who's your
You're talking about Quentin Johnston.
He is rising. He is rising, yes.
He's
But that's not what I'm talking about.
finally gotten on the field because Mike Williams and Joshua Palmer are both on IR.
That's true. Oh, yep, that is true. I'll say
So,
Eckler is also a riser.
yeah. Based on being out earlier in the season, yeah, absolutely. He's got green grass ahead of him. I'm gonna double down on that and say Austin Eckler as well. Austin Eckler's looking great. Now it's hard to be a riser from like the beginning of the season when he was the running back one from last year. But he's rising back up, and I'd say, he's a guy that if you got him on your team, you're gonna be really happy.
Yeah.
Who's your faller?
Is it bad to say Justin Herbert is my father?
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. He just came off of his best game this year, 4 touchdowns, 323 yards. But you could say that.
It's not bad. I just feel like he has not been executing to the level of expectation
Yeah.
and hype that's been put on him. So like he's something off.
Yeah. If you look at his games on the road after the bye have been bad, and his games at home after the bye have been great. And he's 50-50 with good games, bad games after the bye. And before that, he was doing well. So something's up with him. Not sure what it is, but he's yeah. I agree. He'd be a faller for me as well. Okay. Let's look at Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, riser. It's Puka Nacua, too easy of a choice to call him a riser and a faller. I will go with his counterpart.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
It's hard because Matthew Stafford's been out the last couple of weeks. So he missed some time in week 8, week 9, then they had the bye. Both Puka and Cooper Kupp did horrible without him. So I'm gonna stake my rising on Kyren Williams, who will be back next week. He was on IR previously, or he's currently on IR, I should say. So he should be back next week. He's gonna be my riser. He's done amazing this year. And then I'm gonna say my faller right now is Puka Nacua, because I think he's gonna struggle down the stretch with Cooper Kupp back and a semi-healthy Matthew Stafford. I think that's gonna be I think we're going to see a 50th or 50% of what we saw from him in the first half of the year.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I mean, I think both of our points on Puka are fair. You know, he can be both a riser and a faller right now, a little bit. You know, his overall dynasty value went up, but coming into the next part of the year, I think his value's going down, or his usefulness is going to go down a little bit, unfortunately. But all right, Las Vegas Raiders.
Ooh, it's a good one. Riser, Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, Jingerheimer Schmidt. That's a good one.
Baller, do not know be a baller.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. What's the tight end? Whoever the tight end is, that's the baller. Oh yeah, Michael Mayer, Mayer, baller.
Yeah, not great. He is at least on the board a couple times. He's got two decent games. He just got his first touchdown last week, so that's interesting. I think my faller is going to be Davante Adams, despite him having a good week coming up this week against Miami, or a good matchup, I should say. But yeah, he's scaring me a little bit, and I'm
Watch is
really
gonna blow up.
struggling. I'm struggling to see a riser here. You know, it's a tough gig. I guess I'm gonna say that Aiden O'Connell is a riser, not because he's doing significantly well with the absence of Jimmy Garoppolo, but I think he's at least showing enough where people are seeing that there's at least backup potential in the future for Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah.
Miami.
Remember when Miami got Chase Claypool?
Dude, that guy is so good. Just kidding.
Like, man, what a trade.
Woohoo.
So anyway, riser for them. I don't know. I mean, based on where they started last year, this year I should say, I would say Justin Fields. Is that
Justin
my name?
Fields.
Yeah. Who am I?
You
The
mean,
running back. Sorry.
oh, the running back, Devon Achane?
No. He's your RB3 or 4, but everyone got injured in front of him, right? And now he's back from his injury.
Are
Justin.
you Jeff Wilson, you
Jeff Wilson. I'm sorry.
mean?
I'm very stuffed up. My brain is cloudy.
No, you're good. Yeah, he didn't do much. Raheem Mostert's been holding down the fort, I think. But has been limited. He did a lot better when Devon Achane was on the field. So I'm excited. Devon Achane is coming back. He's definitely my riser. Hopefully he'll be back for this week. If not, you know, probably next week. And my faller has to be Jaylen Waddle. He's the wide receiver 32 on the year, just really not doing that much.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
All right. Next, we got Minnesota.
Riser Joshua Dobbs.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Or I can say Addison even.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. Of course, you could leave some for me. I'm just messing.
You want to
All right, I've got a riser.
who?
Our riser is TJ Hockenson, currently the number
Yeah.
one tight end in our league.
You know what's funny? I was gonna bring up the question about Adam Thielen when
Yeah.
in Carolina, what we're doing in Carolina. It's like I think he could have been a riser.
He could have. I don't think he's been as good as he was at the start of the year. I think that's why I didn't even talk about him.
Gotcha.
What about fallers here?
Baller. What team is this again?
Minnesota.
We're doing Minnesota. Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, running back. What's his name? Mitch.
Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Yeah, he was my guy too. All right. New England. I will say Alexander Mattison's going into a good matchup against but he is a little banged up. So right now, I believe Ty Chandler is the running back if Alexander Mattison is out. He did really well last week. So, name to know. New England, riser, faller.
New England riser is what's his name?
Don't take mine.
Is Devontae Parker a riser?
No.
It's not Hunter Henry. I don't know. This seems trash. I don't know who their risers from.
All right,
Their
all
falls
right.
are obvious.
I got these guys. Ready?
All right, dear good.
Mac Jones is the faller. He might have just ended his career with the Patriots. His status as a starter is in question for after the bye. Riser is DeMario Douglas, their rookie, has looked really good. He's only the wide receiver 61 on the year, but he's had a couple good games, a couple nice flashes, and I hope to see more out of him coming up.
Are you telling me that it's zappy time?
Zappy, zap, zap, zap. Well, let's not get too excited. I don't know if you saw Zappy's final play of the game last week, but he threw a absolutely horrible pick off of a fake spike.
Oh, wow.
So it was a little embarrassing for them, but we'll see. Let's go to New Orleans. Risers, fallers, who you got?
New Orleans, ooh, Fowler, what's his name? Mike Thomas,
He just
Roster,
got arrested,
Roster.
I think.
That's all. Yeah, that's why he's a Fowler now. So, and then risers, excuse me, risers are gonna be, I don't even know. It's with Crystal. How's Crystal Labe doing? Is he rising?
Yep, he's my riser too. He's had two back-to-back top 10 wide receiver weeks. So I like to see that. But they are touchdown dependent, so that's un unfortunately interesting. My faller is gonna be probably this whole team. No, Jameson Williams is coming in relief of Derek Carr. So I'm gonna veer off of what you said, and I'm gonna say Rashid Shaheed, because I'm gonna really love to see Rashid Shaheed catching balls from Jameson Williams, just like chucking it, you know. And then the faller, I'm just going to take the easy way out and say Derek Carr, who just got injured.
That makes sense.
New York Giants,
Whole team is
risers,
false.
fallers. All right, I'm going to give us. Can I give a single riser?
Saquon Barkley. Okay, next.
Can I give another single riser? No, I cannot. I didn't. I'm just kidding.
Was like, maybe Jaylen is trying a little bit harder with
Yeah,
the next.
you could maybe go the Wandell, but like the wide receiver, that's the thing, is that the wide receivers, none of them seem all that horrible. It's just they're not getting points or balls or anything. So I don't know. It's weird. Let's talk about the Jets.
Jets, Jets. All right, Jets. Riser is their defense, so just pick them up, get points. Because that's that's funny thing is we don't say that.
Yeah, that was a that's a fair grab.
Yeah, pick up the defense. Faller. Who's the quarterback again?
Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that guy. He's falling.
Come on, man. He just had his
Also,
second best game of the season. What's that?
Dalvin Cook is a follower too.
Dalvin Cook. Oh, yeah. Dalvin Cook is a very 6 feet under baller. Riser, I'm gonna say Garrett Wilson. He is actually been pretty good. He's the wide receiver 21 with horrible QB play. So I think that just goes to show you he can handle himself when things are not so great. Hey, I'm gonna do a second riser on the Jets. Except he's not actually on the Jets. Michael Carter was just cut loose by the Jets and claimed by Arizona Cardinals. So that'll be interesting. Michael Carter is now on the Carolina Cardinals.
The Carolina Cardinals?
Get me out of here. Not
Arizona.
Carolina Cardinals.
It's also
Arizona.
the same way you said Bosa's gonna eat when you were talking about Pittsburgh versus Cleveland. I'm like, Bosa. I didn't say anything. I just like, let me just ignore it. Let me just ignore it. He's taking drugs again. I'm just joking. He don't take drugs. But
Oh my God. Oh my God. TJ Watt. Oh my God.
they
Thank you. It, you know, the Watts and the Bosas, they're all the same, really. They're like
I can see
exactly the
that.
same human beings in my mind. I'm pretty sure like one set of brothers is like really nice and the other set is like super racist or something, if I remember correctly.
You think
I
so?
just, I don't know. Maybe not racist, but like not the best.
Are you talking about the Bosa's? That's fine.
I, yeah, maybe. I just, I know I heard bad things about one set. Yeah. All right. Philadelphia.
right, let's make this one interesting. Ooh, I don't want to say it, but I kind of want to say it because it'd be funny. I was gonna say riser, Zacchaeus, Olamide Zacchaeus.
Wow.
I was saying it, not okay. Is he not a riser in terms of dynasty? Well, to me, I was like, he's a riser in terms of he seems to just show up at the right time. Like, hey, just give me a quick conversion. Thank you. Right?
Yeah, I mean
And that's
he catches exactly one pass almost every game,
yeah.
but that's about it.
So, yeah, he's not a riser. What's Swift couldn't really be called a riser. He's been doing so good. That's hard. You can't say that.
Yeah, and he's been losing steam a little bit as the year goes on, so.
Okay. Well,
So
I don't
I
got
would say
anything with
he's
this one.
actually kind of a faller. I'm gonna say Swift is a faller. And then I'm thinking, I guess I'm betting against Swift, which is hard because I really do actually like, no, you know what? I can't ride that wave. I'm looking at his matchups. He's golden through the end. He's got San Francisco and Dallas in there. That'll suck, but the rest is fine. So take me off the Swift train. But faller, I'm gonna say Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's mostly because he's injured, but also, oh my God, he's got one of the worst tight end schedules coming up. So that's not great. Riser, I think is gonna be Devonta Smith. That's more of a projection. I just think he's had two back to back good games, and I think it's gonna continue. I kind of have been saying this before. I think we're gonna see a repeat of last year where AJ Brown was really good in the beginning, and then Devonta Smith is really good at the end. And really, to be honest with you, I'm just hoping for this because I have Devonta Smith in one of my leagues as my wide receiver one, and that was silly coming in, and I knew it was silly, but I need him to be good, or at least Puka, one of the two. One of the two needs to step up, preferably both.
Yeah, sure.
All right, we lost Dr. Chib for just a little bit, so I'm gonna keep going and give. I'm gonna give you guys two risers and two fallers for each team, just so we can keep things moving for you. Pittsburgh Steelers is our next team up. Riser, Jaylen Warren, and also Najee Harris. Both running backs have been running really well, and hopefully we see that continue in the rest of the year. Fallers, I think we could say George Pickens is a faller and Kenny Pickett is a faller. Neither of them have done all that much on the year, and I think we're wanting more and getting less. So I'm definitely gonna start avoiding them, moving on from them. Seattle, two risers, two fallers. We might jump back to this one for Dr. Chip, but riser has got to be Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He's really started to come on the last bit. And my faller, and Dr. Chip is back. Perfect timing, Dr. Chip.
Where we on? Seattle?
We're on Seattle. Yep.
Hey.
You only missed Pittsburgh. I decided to just get ourselves through Pittsburgh. We said Najee, basically both running backs Najee and Jaylen Warren have been doing well the last couple of weeks, so they're both risers. And then George Pickens and Kenny Pickett were our fallers. And then for Seattle, I've got Jaxon Smith-Njigba as the riser,
Yep.
and the faller's got to be Geno Smith, because he, even though he just had his best game of the year, he really hasn't been who he was last year.
Yeah, it's a lot of those end zone picks, like red zone picks, I should say. Throw him off. Like, he had so many opportunities and he would have been killing the game this year, but he was sloppy with turnovers.
True. It's true. All right, who you got?
Riser for me, I'm going to pick Tyler Lockett. He's been so clutch for us, actually. And a follower for me is DK. He has
Yeah.
not been who I need him to be.
Saw that one coming from a mile away.
Let's keep it going.
All right. San Francisco
Oh, this one
riser.
is interesting. I think a follower, this one, I'm going to go with George Kittle. I think he's been steadily declining year in and year out. And it's funny, I feel like Brock Purdy's also becoming a follower in some capacities. I mean, with the loss of Debo, right? I don't know how that's affecting him. I don't know why it's affecting him, it seems like, but it seems to be affecting him somehow. Unless teams picked up on something, like they're making him more, making the team more one-dimensional. But I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, so we do need to talk about a couple things on those. Debo just came back last week.
They did well, didn't they?
Yeah, he did really, really well. And so did Brock Purdy.
Doc
And
is now.
George Kittle just had one of his best games of the year and is the tight end four. So he's gonna be pretty or he's still relevant right now. Yep.
Oh, I'm so
Quietly.
wrong.
It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to be the in the top four, unfortunately. I am gonna say that I think it's hard because we know who these people are. You know, none of them are risers and fallers for me. George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. It's anyone's game any week, but you can get totally hurt by any of these guys, or they can win you your week. Really, the only person you can trust is Christian McCaffrey week in, week out.
That's true.
All right, Tampa Bay.
Would Mike Evans be a riser? He's about to kill him.
Yeah, he's had four good weeks in a row. That's a good choice.
And then a faller. Who's your running back?
Rashad White, he's currently the running back 11 on the year.
He's a riser too.
Yep. He's actually gonna he was gonna be my riser.
Don't know. I don't know anything about Tampa Bay like that. Other than they've been doing decent.
I'm gonna say a faller is Chris Godwin.
Oh yeah, that's true.
All right. Let's look at Tennessee, second to last team here.
Riser, D Hop, I would say. And Baller, Nick Westbrook, and Connor.
Yep, that's a good one. Riser for me is Najee Spears at the running back position. He's been doing really well. He outscored Derrick Henry last week. And
What?
then the faller is going to be Derrick Henry, who only got 43% of the snaps last week.
Well, I wish they traded, man. They did dirt.
Yeah. They definitely goofed that situation up. All right, Washington.
Commanders. Ooh, riser. I want to say Brian Robinson is a riser. Looking more comfortable in this offense. Jahan Dotson is also another riser in the offense, too.
I
Mel?
disagree on that one. Well, I
Nothing
mean,
wrong with that.
you guys shut him out last week, but before
Off
that,
to
he
my.
had been doing well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, Seahawks gonna do certain things like that. We shut him out because he's doing too well. That's why.
Yeah. I got
Unless it
another
was with.
riser.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson, the other running back. He's had a couple of good weeks in a row as well.
But I was
He's
like, this doesn't matter.
yeah. Yeah, their running game has been really electric. And then Faller, I'm gonna say, I think I've got to say Jahan Dotson personally, because he's on the field and not doing much with his time on the field. That's
Okay.
yeah. I mean, he's currently the running or the wide receiver 48 on the year. That's not what we expected coming into
Not
this season.
good. Trash.
Yeah, you look at all 3 second-year guys that had really decent rookie years, mostly based on touchdowns. You look at Jahan Dotson, George Pickens, and Christian Watson. All three of them are disappointing this year. Just something to keep in mind.
Pass the bus. Should I say that?
I'm saying if you've got a good rookie season and it's because of all your touchdowns, not because of your yardage and targets and things like that, then you're probably not gonna, it's probably not sustainable. You know, touchdowns aren't a sticky stat. And so if the touchdowns go away, you need to still be able to hold up your points with yards. So that's my 2 cents. Why don't we close it out?
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna lie. I'm a
All
cloudy
right,
brain.
I can close it out. Thank you everyone for joining us.
Next week we're talking week 12 and week 13.
No, week 12 and week 11.
That's what I
What are
said.
you talking about? Don't forget
Not what I
to
said.
subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen.
All right, don't. That's it. That's our podcast. Don't forget to spread love and true passion.
Give them hell. I swear you mess that up every time on purpose.